And now the in-depth on KSL. A federal judge, as we've been reporting, has dismissed a Utah lawsuit that challenges the designation of Bears Ears and Grand Staircase National Monuments. So in this case, the Biden administration wins, Utah loses. Of course, this is a victory for indigenous communities hoping to protect culturally significant lands. The executive director of Utah Dine Bekea, Woody Lee, is joining me live on the KSL Newsline. First of all, you must be happy with this ruling. What are you thinking about it after paging through this 28-page document?
We are extremely happy with the decision. On behalf of both sides, it is a coming together to understanding. Now that we understand how we both sides feel and moving forward, I think we all going to be staying here on Mother Earth. So we may as well join together and live as neighbors, continually moving forward. So in this instance, I think the decision tells us that any of our ethnic backgrounds, whoever they are, our past cannot be erased or destroyed. And a lot of these small areas that we have, just like, for instance, Bears Ears National Monument, it is a small area compared to the country of the United States that we are trying to preserve for our future generations. So that's extremely good news for us.
Woody, could you tell me why these monuments and why these boundaries are so important, so culturally significant?
For this particular area, the Bears Ears National Monument, it is where so many tribes respect it as a sacred site, meaning that this is our cathedral. This is our place of prayer, where we offer, where we place our offerings. This is our medicine cabinet. This is our grocery store. This is where we collect herbs and so forth for medicinal purposes. So this is a very, very, not only for one tribe, but multiple tribes, you know, the five tribes that are a part of this movement moving forward, not then on the outside, as others as well that they have ties to this.
Thanks so much for your perspective. Woody Lee from Utah, Dine Bekea. Governor Cox sent us a statement saying that this case will ultimately have to be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court, and today's ruling against the state of Utah helps the state get there even sooner.